توكيل نعم الله ونعم المسيح. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا أبو القاسم محمد.
اللهم
صل على محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المتين، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ألم أعهد إليكم يا بني آدم أن لا تعبدوا الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين وأن اعبدوني هذا صراط مستقيم. صلوات على محمد وعلى محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
الله سبحانه وتعالى said in the Quran that, "Did we not take an oath from you, O children of Adam, that you shall not serve Shaitan? He is your open enemy. That you shall serve me, this is the straight path, or Sirat al-Mustaqim." Just one note for us, before I go on with the subject of Shaitan, is that as a Muslim, we are required to make this dua. Ask Allah for this one dua that is wajib on us, which is Ahdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Allah, guide us to the right paths. Sirat al-Mustaqim. Here, just want you to understand this. Obviously, those people who are making this dua, right? The people who are making this dua are the ones who read Surah Al-Hamd. And they're reading Surah Al-Hamd because they are praying, and it's wajib in prayers to read Surah Al-Hamd. So, the people who are making this dua are the ones who are praying, making salat. So if they're making salat and if they are praying, then obviously they're Muslims. Non-Muslims don't pray. Non-Muslims do not make salat. It's Muslims who make salat. And in salat, they read Surah Al-Hamd. And in Surah Al-Hamd, they make this dua and say, "Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim." So in other words, in short, Muslims are the ones who are making dua 10 times a day to Allah, that Allah guide us to the right paths. And here, I just want you to understand that this dua should be made by people who are not Muslims. If you look at the dua, you see that it should be made by people who are not Muslims. They should say, "Ahdina Sirat al-Mustaqim." That Allah guide us to the right path. Now that you've entered the folds of Islam, and you have accepted La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, now, why does Allah want us to make this dua? Why is it that Allah wants us to make this dua now? I mean, we are Muslims now. We are praying. And Allah is saying that if you are Muslim and you are praying, then make this dua every day, 10 times a day. Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Allah, we are already Muslims. Why are we making this dua? For what reason are we making this dua for? You are asking us to make this dua, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. We are already Muslim. You see, my friends, the misconception was that we thought that Sirat al-Mustaqim is Islam. We thought that Islam is
the right path. So now when we entered the folds of Islam, we accepted Islam, so we thought that now we don't need to make that dua. But you see, it's only after we become Muslim, Allah is saying, now make this dua. Now let me go one step forward, so that any misconception that you might have is also erased. Let's say you become a mu'min and enter the fold of Iman. And you believe in the wilayat of Ali ibn Abi Talib and Ahlul Bayt. After accepting their wilayat, you enter the folds of Iman. After you become mu'min, then again you have to pray, and again you have to say, Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Allah, we accepted you, we accepted the Prophet, we accepted the Ahlul Bayt. So now, what's the reason for this dua? Why are we making this dua now? So in other words, what is clear is that neither is Islam Sirat al-Mustaqim and neither is Iman Sirat al-Mustaqim. Because if it was Sirat al-Mustaqim, then after we became Muslim and Mu'min, we wouldn't need to make this dua. But we are making this dua because of the fact that we thought that by saying two sentences, by becoming a Muslim, this is Sirat al-Mustaqim. We thought by saying three sentences and becoming a mu'min, this is Sirat al-Mustaqim. But neither is this Sirat al-Mustaqim, neither is that Sirat al-Mustaqim. Neither is this the straight path, neither is that the straight path. So what is Sirat al-Mustaqim? Allah says Sirat al-Mustaqim is two things. Allah ta'budu shaitan wa ana'buduni. It is rejecting shaitan and obeying Allah. This is Sirat al-Mustaqim. You don't come on Sirat al-Mustaqim by saying two sentences and that's it, or three sentences and that's it. What Sirat al-Mustaqim means is that every moment of your life, every second of your life, you are constantly making decisions between right and wrong. You are constantly treating the path between dunya and akhirat, world and hereafter, Jannat and Jahannam. You are walking the path, and every day you are making this decision between these two things, between Shaitan and Allah. So this is the reason Sirat al-Mustaqim means every day you need to reject Shaitan and every day you need to obey Allah. That's why we are, even after becoming Muslim and even after becoming mu'min, we have to keep on saying Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim, because even after we are mu'min, we are vulnerable of falling to the traps of Shaitan. This is why Allah is saying, say Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. It has nothing to do with your Islam, nothing to do with your Iman. What it means is that you need to disobey Shaitan and obey Allah every moment of your life. That's why he's saying this dua you every moment needs to make, even after accepting the wilayat of Ahlul Bayt. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. So this Sirat al-Mustaqim is not just, okay, I accepted Islam, that's it. No, after accepting Islam, you need to make this dua and say, Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Because every day you are renewing your Islam. You are renewing the fact that you are rejecting Shaitan and obeying Allah. Every day you are doing this. And that's why you need to make this dua every day to Allah, so He protects you from Shaitan and He helps you to, gives you the tawfiq to obey Allah. Now when we come to Shaitan and we see what is Shaitan, to understand who is Shaitan so that we can know how to protect ourselves from the plans and the tricks of Shaitan. I mentioned one quality of Shaitan the last 2 days, and that was when Allah mentions him and says that إِذْ قَالَ لِلْإِنسَانِ كُفُورَ. He tells mankind to disobey. When mankind disobeys and rejects Allah, then Shaitan says, I have nothing to do with you, you did it on your own. In other words, dishonesty and not keeping the promise that you have made is Shaitan's path.
Shaitan has done that. He does that every day with us. And this is the path of Shaitan. If we have that habit that we give a promise, we make a promise, and we don't keep it, this is Shaitan's path we are following. If we are mu'min and believe in Allah, then Allah's way is that when you make a promise, salawat ala kum tuwari kum. When you make a promise, then you keep it. You keep that promise. Now, my friends, just at this point, just as a reminder, I want to remind you, we need to see who is worse. Is Shaitan worse, or are we worse off? You see, Shaitan makes promises to who? He makes promises to us. He says, right, he makes promises that I'm going to give you this if you disobey Allah. So if he doesn't keep a promise, he's breaking his promise to us. But we are making a promise to Allah. We make promise to Allah. Allah says, Alam ahad ilaykum ya bani Adam. Did we not take a promise from you, O children of Adam, an la ta'budu shaitan? Did we not take it up? You gave an oath to Allah. You made a promise to Allah. If you made a promise to Allah, here it goes. Put it lightly, don't pray too much. Salawas. What you just have a seat here. Thank you. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. My friends, we are making a promise to Allah. We are promising Him we will not obey Shaitan. So if we break our promise, then we are breaking our promise to Allah. Shaitan is breaking his promise to us. Now tell, who's worse off? Shaitan is just breaking his promise to us. He made a promise to us, he broke it to us. But we are breaking our promise to Allah. Allah says, do not obey Shaitan, and we are breaking it. Every time we sin, we break the promise we made to Allah. Now tell me, whose path is this? Allah's path or Shaitan's path? This is something that we need to decide on our own. But the first quality of Shaitan is that when he makes a promise, he breaks it. Now I want to go to the second quality of Shaitan. Alright? One more quality we'll discuss about Shaitan's quality. Amongst his Asma, one of his names, Allah mentions this in the Quran also. When Allah ordered the angels and the dwellers of heaven, He ordered them that make sajda to Adam, prostrate before Adam. Everyone prostrated except for Iblis. He did prostrate. So Allah, He got angry. He says, you know, why did you prostrate? There was an argument. And then Allah says, alright, you know what? Get out. Get out of my mercy and my grace. You're out of here. So Shaitan, while he's leaving, made this statement. And I want you to see this. What he says. He tells Allah, لَإِنْ أَخَّرْتَنِي. He said, if you give me time, إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ, until the day of judgment. If you give me time until the day of judgment, لَأَحْتَلِقَنَّ ذُرِّيَّتَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. He said that I will destroy,
I will destroy Adam's children. You see? I will destroy the children of Adam. Except a few that I can't reach, but everyone else I'm going to destroy. I will destroy every one of them. My friends, this is the second quality. You see, Adam, right, if Shaitan was asked to make sajda to whom? To Adam. Right? He didn't make sajda to Adam. So, who should he be against? I mean, if he had a fight, he had a fight with Adam. Right? He had a fight with Adam. And that too, it wasn't Adam's fault also. Adam didn't ask him to make sajda. Adam didn't say to the angels and the dwellers of heaven that, listen, you prostrate before me. Adam didn't say that. It's Allah who said it. So if Shaitan had a problem, it shouldn't even be with Adam. It should be with Allah. Why did you tell me to make sajda? You see, if Shaitan had a problem, it was with Allah. So now why is he taking it out, not even on Adam? You see, at least he can go to Adam and say, all right, you know what, it's because of him, because I didn't make sajda to Adam, right, that I'm this horrible creature now, because of Adam, because I didn't make sajda to Adam. So if he wanted to get a fight, if he wanted to get back, he should get back at Adam at least. But you see what Shaitan is saying. He's saying, no, even though my fight is with Adam, and even though Allah is the one who told me this, but I'm not going to take it out on Adam, I'm going to take it out on his children. Us, meaning you and me. Now, we need to ask Shaitan, hey, listen, man, what did we do to you? We weren't even there. Right? We weren't even there. You know, we came way later. Your problem is with Adam. Why don't you take it out on him? Why are you after us? But he's saying what? He's not saying that I'm going to take it out on Adam. I'm going to get back at Adam. He's saying that I'm going to get back at his children. I'll destroy his children. I will destroy his children. We have nothing to do with you. We didn't make you do this. You didn't have a fight with us. You had a fight with Adam. Why are you taking it out on us? So my friends, the second quality of Shaitan is that whenever he has a problem with someone, he doesn't blame the person he's having an argument with or an issue with. He blames innocent people and takes it out on innocent people. His fight was with Adam. He should have said that, alright, you know what? Put me and Adam in a ring and let us take it out. He could have said that. He said, you know what? Because of Adam I'm like this, me and Adam are going to get into a ring and fight it out. Let's see who wins. Okay. But why are you after us? We are innocent. You see, Shaitan now is saying that no. Even if Adam is the culprit, even if Allah is the culprit, but I'm going to take it out on the children of Adam. Now the question is, why is he doing that? See, this is the quality. Now let me explain this, what this quality is and where does it stem from. Where does it stem from? You see, let's say you got into a fight. Right? You got into a fight. You didn't know who you were fighting. And you find out that the guy is a heavyweight boxer. Right, with one punch he can lay you out. Right, he can lay you flat in one punch. You gotta go fight with him, issue with him. Right? So now I'm like, alright, you know what? I hate him, I despise him, I this and that. But you know what? I can't fight him, he's too strong for me. But I'm gonna take it out on this 10-year-old kid. I'm gonna take it on this 10-year-old kid, you know. So you see the kid around and you hit him in the face and you run. The reason I do that is because I know I'm too weak to fight against the person I have an issue with. And because of my weakness, I now pray on weak people. I go to the weak people, the innocent people, and try to take it out on them and be happy with that. This whole idea is because this shaitan is so weak, he could not fight against Allah for sure, and he couldn't even fight against Adam. That's why he's saying that, listen, I can't take out my revenge against Adam, so I'm going to take it out on his children. I'm taking it out on his children. This shows his weakness. It's because of his weakness he does that. And the reason he's weak, I'm trying to understand this, the reason he's weak is because he's wrong. I want you to understand this, my friends. Courage. You know, even if you are weaker, you know, we saw that when we looked at a mu'min's life, when we looked at Amir al-Mu'mineen, when we looked at Imam Ali alayhi salam. We saw that even though in build he wasn't as strong as Amr ibn al-Dawud or Marhab and Antar and all these people, those guys were huge. You know, those huge WWF wrestlers, you know? They come. Imam Ali was a medium built person. Right? But you see, he defeated all of them. He fought with them. Now understand, the reason why doesn't Shaitan fight, and why does Imam Ali fight against those who are bigger and stronger than he is? Why is Imam Ali fighting? It's not because he is exercising, working out, has bigger muscles. My friends, courage and bravery doesn't come from muscles. Courage and bravery and shuja'at, it comes from knowing that you are on haq and you are on the right path. If you know you're right, if you know what you stand for is right, then your feet are so firm on the ground that you don't care who opposes you, you will fight them. But when you know that you're wrong, then even before the battle began, you have lost. Even before the battle had begun, you lost. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. This is the reason why you see courage comes from what? It comes from knowing that you are right. Imam Ali's courage was from the fact that he knew that he was on the right. When you know that you're on the right, you're not afraid of anything. It doesn't matter who fights you. If you beat them or they kill you, it doesn't matter. In both cases, you're successful. In both cases, you're successful. The only people who don't have the courage to fight, and I always see who they're fighting, are the people who don't know if they're right or wrong. If you are right, then you won't care who's opposing you. You won't care who's opposing you. But if you're wrong, you will always look at who's fighting me, you know, how big is he, you know. That's what you look at. Why? Because you are unsure that you are right. This is the reason, my friend, Shaitan, his animosity is with Adam. But he is taking it out on the children of Adam. And he says, I'm going to destroy all the children of Adam. So when he is saying that, so we also have to be careful to know that his animal, he is an enemy. He is out there to kill us. My friends, how would you behave with someone that you know is going to kill you? I mean, just if you know that this guy, he has a gun in his hand and he wants to kill you, he is one of these frustrated people in your office, and you know that if he loses it, you'll be the first person down. So when you see him, how will you behave with him? He will try to get away from you. You'll be like, you know what? I'm getting away. Right? You try to avoid him. like anything, you would be like running away from him. Because you know he's out to kill you. Allah is saying in the Quran that shaitan is out to kill you. He's out to destroy you. So now why aren't we paying attention to shaitan and saying that, listen, this guy is after me. He is going to kill me. And it doesn't matter to shaitan whether you're on Allah's side or shaitan's side. Brothers, there's another point I'm mentioning. Understand this about shaitan. Under this subject. Shaitan doesn't care if you're on Allah's party or you're this party. If you're Hizbullah or Hizb Shaitan, he doesn't care. He's going to destroy both of you. Is he? I'll give an example. You know who's Marhab? Right? Marhab, everyone have heard about Marhab. Marhab was the Jewish warrior in the court of prayer. And he came out to fight against Imam Ali. And when he came out, as was the custom, he said, my name is Marhab, Baba. You know? And he said that I'm the one whose mother has named him Marhab. Then Imam Ali, it was his turn to introduce himself. He says, Ana alladhi summiya ummahu Haydar. I'm the one whose mother has named him Haydar. The one, right? I'm the one whose mother named him Haydar. So when Marhab heard Imam Ali, he remembered what his mother had said. He remembered what his mother had said. Because when he was young, his mother used to say, do not fight someone whose name is Haydar. He's going to kill you. Right? So when Marhab heard that, he said, alright, you know what? I'm going back. I'll send someone else out. Right? Tag team, you know? One person goes and tags the other team member and comes out, you know? He says, let me go and get someone else out here for you. So Marhab was on his way back. You know, Marhab had heard from his mother that don't fight someone whose name is Haydar. Imam Ali said, you know, I'm the one whose mother called him Haydar. So he was on his way back. Now who's Marhab? Right, he is Shaitan's party. So Shaitan should be like, alright, you know what, I need to save one of mine. Now when Marhab was going back, who sent him back? Right, when he was on his way back, it was Shaitan who came to him. Right? I mean, he should save Marhab. Marhab is going to die. Right? But he's saying, when he came to Marhab, he said, where are you going? He says, you know what, I can't find him. Says, why not? He says, because his name is Haydar. What's wrong with that? He said, my mother told me not to find someone whose name is Haydar. Now at this point, Shaitan should have been like, okay, you know what, I better let him go and he'll be useful some other day. This is my person, my man, in my party. But then he turns to him and says, what are you talking about? He says, yes, my mother had told me not to find someone who's Haydar. So now look at Shaitan. He says, how do you know this is that Haydar? There are many Haydars. How do you know this is that one? He says, you're right. You're right. Let me go. And so he went back and got killed. He went back and got killed. Shaitan sent him to his death. He knew he's going to die. He knew he's going to be killed. So we need to ask him, but he was your teammate. He was in your party. He was on your side. Why did you kill him for? And Shaitan is laughing at us. He's saying, don't you read the Quran? I have taken an oath that I will kill all the children of Adam, whether you're on Allah's side, whether you're on my side. You all are my enemies. We have to understand, we all are his enemies. He doesn't care if you're on this side or their side. His job is to kill you. He hates believers more than he hates kuffar, but both of them he's going to kill. You see, understand that, my friend. This is shaitan. You know, at a time you see even his own people, he is the one who destroys them before Allah does.
Yeah, let one historical example I'll give you, you know. Fir'aun was that person. Allah mentions in the Quran. He mentions him in the Quran and he says that Fir'aun is that person who had said, Ana Rabbukumul A'la. I am your big God. I am your top notch. You know, the top shot God, you know, up there. Not the lower God, no. The one who's high up there. That's me. He declared that, Ana Rabbukumul A'la. Right? When he declared his godhood, who destroyed his godhood? Who destroyed his godhood? The very reasoning of his godhood. Before Musa came there to destroy, Shaitan came to his door. Pharaoh's door. Knocked at his door. Pharaoh said, who is it? Shaitan started to laugh. He was laughing. Pharaoh was like, what? Do I hear laughter at my door? Who the hell is laughing at my door? How dare he laugh at my door? Bring him in. Okay. You know, so they brought him in, this creature coming in. Guards went out there, brought him in, and he was still laughing. You know, what are you laughing at? How dare you laugh? Don't you know who I am? Ana Rabbukumul A'la. And he laughs harder. He laughs harder. Now, Pharaoh is livid. Then how dare you laugh at me? He said, I can't help it, it's so funny. He said, what is funny? What, you think I'm funny? Don't you know who I am? Ana Rabbukumul A'la. I'm your big God. That's what Shaitan said. Well, the reason I'm laughing, the reason it's so funny is because you say that you are God, but you don't know who's at your door. If you are God, you should know who's at your door and he's knocking. Why do you think who was it? So before even Musa can come and destroy his godhood, it is Shaitan who destroyed it. Look at him, what kind of funny people are you claiming to be God and you don't know who's at your door? You see, my friends, it is Shaitan who is the enemy of every children of Adam. And this is his quality. He, when he picks a fight, he doesn't fight who has sinned or done wrong to him. He fights those who he can get to and harm. Who he can get to and harm. This is Shaitan's path. Allah's path is that no, someone who has done zulm, Allah will only fight him. Allah would only send his messenger to fight him. If Musa was sent, he was sent to Fir'aun. He says, go to Fir'aun. He has become a tawhut. Go to him, not to the soldiers. Go to him. He's the one at fault. This is Allah's path. Shaitan's path is that if you can't get to the one you are against, at least try to go to his children. Get them. If you understood this, my friends, now understand. Who is on Allah's path? Who's on Shaitan's path? Who has Allah's quality? Who has Shaitan's quality? When Imam Hussein stood on the battlefield of Karbala, and there are more than 30,000 soldiers facing him, Imam Hussein asked him a simple question, asked all of them a simple question. He says, why do you want to kill me? What wrong have I done to you? What wrong have I done to you? Why do you want to kill me? Friends, understand this. Imam Hussein's question is very simple. And their answer is also very simple. But now apply it to what I've already mentioned in this speech. When he asked, why do you want to kill me? Did I do wrong to you? Did I do zulm on you? Did I hurt you? Did I harm you? He said, no. He said, all right then. Why do you want to kill me then? He said, both then may I be. Because we hate your father. We hate your father, what he has done to us. He killed us. He killed our people. So we are going to kill you. Again, Imam Hussein would ask, if you had a problem with my father, why did you fight him? Why are you fighting his children? quality of shaitan. When they said, "Bughdan li abi," if you had a problem with my father, then go and find him. And that too, your problem should be with my father also, because he wasn't acting on his own. He was obeying the commands of Rasulullah. So your problem should be with the Prophet. That's what the problem should be. You should be fighting him. Not even Imam Ali. Not us. Not the children of Imam Ali. But by doing that, they have shown that their quality and their path is that of shaitan. It cannot be of Allah. This is how you understand, my brothers. What is the quality of shaitan? And if I add one more thing here, just understand this. You know, and you can apply it yourself. Shaitan always fights those who are innocent that they can prey on, that it's easy to get to them. They don't fight the people they have issue with. They should have issue with. Right? All I will say, my friends, all I will say is this much, and you apply it to the way you want it. You have heard the speech, you heard the example. One more example I'll give you so that you can understand our situation. You can understand our situation. They in all, my friends, if you look at those people who allegedly were involved in the attacks of 9/11, how many Iraqis were there? Zero. How many Afghanis were there? Zero. Everyone was either Saudi or from Dubai. Understand this? Saudi or Dubai. So if they had an issue, they should have gone to Saudi for them. They should have gone to Dubai and for them. Your issue was with them. Why did you go to the people of Iraq and Afghanistan and destroy them? Now tell me, whose attribute and quality is this? Is this Allah's attribute or is this Shaitan's attribute? When you have a problem and you find innocent people, then this is Shaitan's quality, this is not Allah's quality. This is, my friends, how you know who's on Shaitan's path and who's on Allah's path. You had a problem, go to those who did it. Allegedly did it. No, they will go to those people who have nothing to do with it. Because it's easier to get it. Here it goes against their interest, there they don't care. Friends, this is how we understand who is Shaitan. This is how we understand that. Allah gave the example in the Quran, He gave the example in history, He gave the example in Hadith, so we should know ourselves in our time. That is where, you see, Shaitan comes into play. Who's on Shaitan's path? I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq and the blessing to be on the right path. Give us the wisdom to understand His guidance. Is it the reappearance of our Imam? Make us His helper when He comes. Wa akhir da'wana and alhamdulillah. Salam.